Let's find out firsthand within each one of us if what we believe to be we actually are or not. Okay? So, let's hit the road. That includes me. I ask that all of us relax. Meaning if your jaw is not relaxed, relax it, your shoulder, particularly the stomach and the feet. Just let it all fall apart. Physically. Now let's be aware of a silence within our own self and around us. Watch the energy sinking. Now, when I ask you a question, don't look for an answer. Just relax and hear me out. And look within yourself at all time within that silence. Am I a man or a woman? That you can think of it within your own self, but don't look for an answer. Am I a man or a woman? Am I my thoughts or not? Am I the past? Or the future where I exist. Am I the image that I think of myself to be or not? Am I my intellect or reasoning mind? Stay with the silence as you hear and repeat within your own self. Am I this body or not? Who am I? What am I? Now most of you will realize that the thinker, the thoughts, the body, the different images that we take ourselves to be, when you question it and allow it to show itself without preconceived ideas, they vanish, and what is left is Sat, Chit, Ananda. Existence, awareness, bliss. Now, if you have experienced that, I mean, even beyond the experience, you see why Baba says, beyond space and time, beyond the beyond. In that space, when we are beyond it, you can't even say there is a unity. It just is as one. Because there is no body. There is no entity, ego. This is to go beyond the limitation of the mind, space and time, and to find that expansive, unlimited beingness, isness. As we relax and question the reality of false. Now slowly we open our eyes.